T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's a good game to end spring training. That was Braves Radio. Twins beat Atlanta 9-6. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Henry Lake. Tomorrow, Henry, opening day in Kansas City. Excited to hear baseball again on CCO Radio, regular season baseball. It's been fun.
Baseball is back. I'm so happy that we have Twins baseball back. And it'll be interesting because the team in the division that made a little bit of money, made some improvements, are the Kansas City Royals. And so that's who we get our first crack at, and I'm interested to see what they do. I had Ryan LaFever. Everybody knows Ryan from his time in Minnesota. Local angle there. He's the current and has been for years voice of the Kansas City Royals broadcaster there. So I had him on last night, and they're excited for the season. And he still thinks that the Twins are still the team to beat.
Okay, that's good to see. I'd like to see them repeat a Central Division champ. So are you going to be in Kansas City tomorrow?
I will be in Kansas City today. So I'm on my way right now, and I think that we'll be doing a live shot for Fox 9 at around 3:30 on the local the streaming app. And so, yeah, looking forward to being in Kansas City for the next couple of days doing shows.
Doing the TV thing. I love it. That's great, Henry.
And the radio thing.
And the radio thing, of course. That's your day job, but you got to do the side TV thing. That's good. This should be a good series. And I know you're probably going to encounter a lot of Minnesota fans, too, in the crowd.
You know, we'll see. You know, I've always encountered a ton of them in the summertime, right? Like, you know, in the midst of baseball season. I mean, I don't know how many people are traveling to Kansas City here this weekend. I mean, this also coincides with what, spring break for a lot of kids. So I don't really know. I mean, I just know that Minnesotans love to go to Kauffman Stadium and get into warmer climate, warmer temperature, and watch Twins baseball.
Well, you'll see my husband and his buddies, so I'll have him come over and say hi. Yeah, they're going on Friday. I think it should be fun. Okay, so Greg Joseph. What was your favorite Greg Joseph memory? So he's now going to be a Packer?
I'm not sure that I had one, to be honest. he did have the I can't remember what the yardage was on it, but didn't he have the kick against Indianapolis Colts, the massive comeback?
Well, it was the Christmas. Yeah, Jimmy's got it. Christmas of 2022 over the Giants, 61 yards.
Oh, that was over the Giants. Okay, over the Giants. I was thinking maybe it was a comeback against the Colts at U.S. Bank Stadium. But anyway, I guess that would stand out. But there, and again, I don't even remember which team we beat there. So it's not – how many times do you look at the National Football League and you say you've got a bunch of standout moments for a kicker? You don't really say that.
Harrison Butker with the Chiefs. He's the reason they got to the Super Bowl, and, man, he's money with his leg.
Adam Vinatieri. That's the name that I think of. Adam Vinatieri, those years with the Patriots and the Colts. But yeah, Butker's he's a good kicker. I'm not sure that all Chiefs fans are saying, "Oh yeah, I remember that game."
I don't know. There were some, man. He got them. They struggled during the season. He got them through it for sure. But you're right about that Colts game too. Joseph had a good game in that one as well. So, yeah, he's headed to the Packers. And then last night, Gopher women, Mara Braun back. So, obviously doing a lot better. Sophie Hart as well. And they beat Pacific 77-62. They play on Friday, hosting NDSU at Williams Arena, 7 p.m. It just tells you, you know, this team, you know, even though they struggled without Mara Braun and Sophie Hart, they got stronger together. Now adding them now is just, this is perfect timing for them, and maybe we'll see if they'll make a run in the NIT.
I don't care what team it is. You need your best players to be available and healthy and able to play. You know, if you look at the men's game, Kevin McCullough wasn't available for the Kansas Jayhawks over this tournament run. They go out in the second round. That's just the reality of the situation. You got to have not just a healthy team, but you got to have your best player be healthy. Mara wasn't, unfortunately, and it's nice to see her come back.
Certainly was. The Wolves are in action tonight at Target Center. They're hosting the Pistons. Tip off at 7 o'clock. I think the key for the Pistons is trying to stop Ant. I don't know if they can.
You know, the Detroit Pistons are not a good basketball team. So I don't think that anybody should be fretting or thinking that the Pistons are going to jump up and beat the Timberwolves tonight. But the Timberwolves, in the history of being in the National Basketball Association, have had those clunkers that they throw in there, right? From time to time, you're like scratching your head, like, how did you lose to this team? Hopefully tonight will not be one of those nights, because I think for the most part this season, the Wolves have shown how much they've grown, how much they've matured, and how much they've developed in that department.
Okay, well, safe travels to Kansas City. How far are you along on your drive?
Iowa.
Okay. Just a lot of farm fields. So hang in there with the drive. Enjoy your time in Kansas City. We'll be talking to you tomorrow morning.
All right. Take care.
Good deal. Henry Lake on his way to Kansas City for that series, for the opening series for the Twins to start off their season. Exciting to see how they do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.